Jane Eiler and her family live in Ankeny, but their 17-year-old son, Blake, is enrolled in the Iowa Connections Academy, a for-profit program operating under the umbrella of the Cam Community School District in southwest Iowa. Eiler says Blake has Asperger's syndrome and was struggling in school until he enrolled in the online program his freshman year.
And his grades turned around right away. Friday, he got inducted into the National Honor Society. I'm sure he would have graduated high school, but now he's going to graduate high school with honors.
Blake's school and another virtual academy in the Clayton Ridge District in northeast Iowa enroll roughly 700 Iowa students. Lawmakers are debating whether to let that continue, and some education advocates question whether students are getting the real thing online. Amy Williamson at the Iowa Department of Education has been keeping tabs on the school since 2012.
The question we were asked that year was to determine for you, were these schools operating as schools or were they operating as homeschool assistance programs?
Williamson says the department concluded the virtual academies are operating as real schools. Classes are taught by licensed teachers, kids have to be in attendance a certain number of hours, and she says student performance on standardized tests is comparable to other students' scores. But students can enroll in the academies out of other districts and bring their state dollars with them, and that concerns brick-and-mortar schools. Margaret Buckton represents a coalition of districts in Iowa's largest communities.
The Urban Network in the past would have preferred that all schools have an opportunity to investigate offering this curriculum to their students without creating an environment of open enrollment and competition.
Department of Education officials confirmed they've received complaints from school administrators about how the private companies are marketing their programs, including running ads on television. A department study shows that as many as 30% of enrollees in the virtual schools drop out, and lawmakers want to know more about their fate. Officials say it appears some homeschool families try the online option but find it too restrictive, so they take their kids out. Jane Eiler says she had no interest in homeschooling whatsoever.
I don't want to try to make a high school curriculum. As a homeschool parent, I don't think I could do a good quality job of that.
Lawmakers question whether all the online students are being tested and whether students are actually putting in the hours. Action on the bill was delayed as Democrats on the House Education Committee huddled in private. Democratic Representative Kurt Hansen, a retired teacher from Fairfield, questions the data on student performance when the sample size is so small. Also,
it takes very often 8 to 10 years with any educational program to discern whether the results are truly reflective, and we've not had that at this time.
So far, 100% online education is limited to the two schools and enrollment is capped. A bill last year would have allowed an unlimited number of online schools with wide-open enrollment. Osage Republican Josh Burns managed last year's bill and sent it back to the drawing board.
There's just a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of what-ifs, and I think that we need to have a bill brought back to us that doesn't have all those what-ifs.
But school advocates say they can probably back this year's bill in the end. Besides lifting the sunset for the two schools, the bill makes it a little easier to get around enrollment caps. The bill also adds some new hurdles for the online schools to clear. They'll have to monitor and verify enrollment and course completion as well as student progress. And they'll have to include a ubiquitous public school tradition, the parent-teacher conference. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.